sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 16th of April, 2011. Good to have you with us. If you're just joining us, we were going to be visiting this hour and last hour with Dr. Nick Begich. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. I'm not sure what happened. We had nailed this down real good, and thought we had it all of our ducks in a row here, but unfortunately he's not reachable, so I guess maybe this isn't going to happen. But we have plenty of information to cover, and certainly your phone calls are welcome as well. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We were talking last hour about the situation with Bolivia and how they are presenting a new document, a new treaty for the UN to consider, which I don't think it's going to be a hard sell, frankly, because that's what the UN's all about, is putting the earth first and human rights, human freedoms, individual liberty, ladies and gentlemen, takes a back seat to every one of these things. And it's a new form of tyranny. That's what it all boils down to. It's an oligarchical system with the people, the richest of the rich, driving this stuff, if you want to really get down to it. The richest of the rich. This is why the corporations, you know, are demonized all the time by the environmentalists, and yet the very policies that the environmentalists push puts the big giant multinational corporations in power, gives them more power, takes the small businesses and puts them under. You know, Chapter 3 of Agenda 21 deals with combating poverty. Well, how are they doing in that regard? They control the banks, they control the corporations, they control the politicians who drive the policies and make the policies. These oligarchy people, the richest of the rich, these are the people that are in control of all this stuff, and yet you and I and people just like us get poorer and poorer and poorer. What happens in poor countries, ladies and gentlemen, to the environment? Go to any poor, impoverished country and take a look at the environmental problems that they have there. Do they have good environments? Not on your life, folks. It's the wealthy countries that are able to clean up after themselves. So driving us into poverty, and even the UN admits in their own documents that poverty is a big pollutant. So why are policies deliberately being put into place to keep us there, to hold us down, to drive us further into the rat hole of poverty and desecration? We have to take another break. We'll come back. Stay with us. This is Govern America.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Darren Weeks, finishing up on this environmental stuff here, and then we'll move on to some other information. The unemployment numbers for this past week are out. Another very discouraging situation, but it's very predictable, listeners. They keep telling us that things are getting better, that we're in a recovery, and obviously nothing could be further from the truth. From the Associated Press, though, we see federal judge denies stay, orders ranchers to remove cows from BLM grazing allotments by May 3rd. They say, this is Dateline Twin Falls, Idaho, a federal judge dealt another setback to the J.R. Simplot Company. Another rancher is reaffirming his late February decision to halt grazing on 17 Bureau of Land Management allotments covering some 450,000 acres in southern Idaho. Wednesday's ruling by U.S. District Court Judge B. Lynn Windmill also ordered the cattle to be removed from the allotments by May 3rd. Western Watersheds Project Director John Marvel and Windmill's decision, said Windmill's decision, to protect thousands of acres of critical sage-grouse habitat from livestock grazing. Marvel's group aims to shut down grazing on public land in the West. The decision is the latest development in Western Watersheds 2005 lawsuit contending the BLM violated federal law by authorizing grazing in the midst of southern Idaho's sage-grouse country that's been hard hit by wildfire in recent years. Well, keep in mind, listeners, as Texas, I understand, is having major wildfires right now. There's probably major wildfires springing up all over in various states all over the place. But as the federal government has more and more acreage and hectares tied up in these protected areas, they don't let people go in and clean out the dead wood. They don't let people clean out and manage properly the forest. There's road removal that's going on, which prevents the firefighters from going in and putting out fires. So why do we have all these areas being hit hard by wildfire in recent years? It's because of the same policies. It's the environmentalism victimizing forests and land and the natural things in the name of saving them. It's more insanity. All right, I'm going to leave that there. Moving along here, we see from the AFP, U.S. deficit up 15.7% in the first half of fiscal year 2011. More Washington spending, listeners. The out-of-control federal government is driving up more and more, driving us further and further into debt and poverty. They say the U.S. budget deficit shot up 15.7% in the first month. The first 6 months of fiscal 2011, the Treasury Department said Wednesday, as political knives were being sharpened for a new budget battle. Keep in mind, we have a Treasury Secretary, listeners, Tiny Tim Geithner, who was put into there without paying his income taxes. We have the tax dodger running the Treasury Department today. The Treasury reported, just like we have a president, so-called, with a health care plan that, where the president smokes. You know, a president who's a smoker gives us a health care plan. It's just, if you ever want to look at, if you ever have any doubts that we're living in Orwell's world today, it seems to me that everything is the exact opposite. We have all this polarization. It's just remarkable. In Orwell's 1984, it was war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. Today we're seeing everything being turned upside down, and it's the complete opposite of what it should be. It's just like I can't get past the fact that we have Rumsfeld, Donald Rumsfeld, getting the Defender of the Constitution Award, and George Herbert Walker Bush got the Obama's Medal of Freedom or something like that. What are we going to give the Antichrist, the Saints of the World Award? Anyway. Treasury reported a deficit of $829 billion for the October-March period, compared with $717 billion a year earlier, as revenue rose a sluggish 6.9% as the economic recovery slowly gained pace. The economic recovery. Well, let's take a look at the economic recovery, listeners. We see the new budget deal is out, fiscal year 2011. The spending, it leaves fiscal year 2011, the new budget deal, $773 billion above the fiscal year 08 level. And this is the deficit. The deficit is more than the entire fiscal 2008 level. Okay? About as big an increase, they say, as Obama's stimulus. In the meantime, who's going to pay for this? When we have Americans out of work. And they just told us in that one article that I just read to you that we're in an economic recovery. The economic recovery is gaining slowly, slow pace. Well, here's how slowly it's gaining, listeners. From CNBC, jobless claims unexpectedly rise. Inflation pressure grows. Where is inflation coming from? It's called quantitative easing today, listeners. As the Federal Reserve continues to print like there's no tomorrow, driving up prices, CNBC writes, new claims for unemployment. Actually, this is a Reuters article. New claims for unemployment benefits unexpectedly rose last week, bouncing back above the key 400,000 level While core producer prices climbed faster than expected in March, government reports showed Thursday. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits rose 27,000 to a seasonally adjusted 412,000 people. Now, I want you to think about that. They say initial claims for unemployment, 412,000. 412,000 people, folks. That doesn't count all the people that were already on unemployment. It doesn't count the people that extended their benefits, refiled, and the droves, it has to be droves of people that are dropping off the unemployment rolls that are not even counted by any official number today. And this is a recovery? Economists polled by Reuters, they say, had forecast claims slipping to 380,000. The prior week's figure was revised up to 385,000 from the previously reported 382,000. The four-week moving average of unemployment claims, a better measure underlying trends, climbed 5,500 to 395,750. So the recovery is humming right along, isn't it? Here we see from USA Today, more Americans leaving the workforce. They say the share of the population that is working fell to its lowest level last year since women started entering the workforce in large number 3 decades ago, a USA Today analysis finds. Only 45.4% of Americans had jobs in 2010. Did you hear that, listeners? USA Today says only 45.4% of Americans had jobs in 2010, the lowest rate since 1983. Since Reagan, and down from a peak of 49.3% in 2000. Last year, just 66.8% of men had jobs, the lowest on record. This is your global economy, listeners. And I don't see it turning around as long as we have the World Trade Organization involved and all these numerous trade agreements signed and continuing on. There needs to be a groundswell of individuals pounding these clowns and demanding that these international trade entanglements, which are killing us, be rescinded. But what we have today is we have the governors and we have the mayors of different cities campaigning in China to get them to come here. We have the foreign trade zones here, 257 of them, swallowing up our cities and swallowing up our businesses. We have Chinese communists coming here. We'll get to that in a moment. In the meantime, we have from Reuters also, Pentagon warns on big defense cuts. They say the United States may have to scrap some military missions and trim troop levels if President Barack Obama sticks with his goal of saving $400 billion on security spending over a 10-year period, the Pentagon said on Wednesday. Well, what a disappointment that would be, huh? Trimming troop levels? What's the mission in Iraq? Can anybody tell me? What's the mission in Afghanistan? Oh, we were attacked on 9/11. Sure we were. By the Israeli Mossad and by the complicit Bush administration. We can document that stuff, folks. It's been documented over and over again. Yeah, we were attacked. Let me ask you a question. If Tom punches you in the face, are you going to go beat up George? Well, that's what we did with regard to these countries. We were attacked by one and went and bombed the heck out of the other. Oh, yeah, and we extended it in Iraq because Saddam Hussein allegedly had weapons of mass destruction. So we go in there to take him out. And whoops, well, I guess we made a mistake. There is no weapons of mass destruction. So in the meantime, we'll attack Libya because they have oil. They have a guy that's been killing people for 40 years. What's the mission in Libya? Well, we got to take a break. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a moment.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, by the way, the website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. Keep it open during the program if you would like to communicate with me during the break. And the phone number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I mentioned Libya before the break, and I want to get back to this, the war situation. Because we talked about the deficit budget, the budget deficit, the problems that we have with spending, The fact that, Obama's talking about introducing more taxes now, which always hit the middle class. They always build us as, we're going to tax the rich. We're going to make the rich pay their fair share, which is Marxism, folks. Because, if you go back and read the Communist Manifesto, this is what it was all boiled down to, is, pitting the bourgeoisie with the proletariat, pitting both sides against each other. The wealthiest of the wealth are left out of that whole equation. The people who really have the money are really left out of the whole thing. And those are the ones that are always, so they keep us fighting amongst ourselves, and, stick it to the rich, stick it to the rich. Well, whenever they pass taxes on the rich, ladies and gentlemen, what it really does is hurt the middle class. And people just keep falling for this all the time. I've never had a job that was given to me by a poor welfare recipient. It's just never happened. And I know how tough that is for some people to accept, but it's the business owners who are referred to as the rich because they have a little bit more than the rest of us. They're the ones that are, are being targeted, and when they end up paying more in taxes, then inevitably what it does is it penalizes and hurts their businesses, and there's less people that they can afford to hire. Isn't it funny how all of these rich politicians, they themselves are filthy, just filthy rich. They're pushing all this stuff to make the rich pay their fair share. And they're all rich guys. George Soros, I'm sure he's all in favor of making the rich pay their fair share. But in the meantime, they have very expensive, high-priced accountants that are able to get around all this stuff because they always put the loopholes in place to make sure they get around it. They don't pay it. And so we got to get out of this dialectic of allowing them to pit classes against each other. That's what I'm really saying here. Because it's a game, it's an excuse to tax everybody. And as inflation gets further, you can tax one income bracket. As inflation gets higher and higher, and we experience hyperinflation, all those higher tax brackets suddenly, well, guess what? Suddenly it all filters down to you folks. So if you allow them to put the taxes in the higher tax brackets, once inflation takes place, guess what happens? Those people who have union contracts that adjust to the rate of inflation, you're in a higher tax bracket, therefore you're going to be paying the taxes of the wealthy. Moving along here, we see from CBS and the Associated Press, U.S. doing limited airstrikes for NATO in Libya. Keep in mind, Obama said that he was going to turn the whole war in Libya over to NATO. Well, guess what? We're NATO. The Pentagon revealed for the first time Wednesday that U.S. fighter jets have continued to strike Libyan air defenses after turning the mission over to NATO. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Dave Lapin said the jets were assigned to NATO and are operating under NATO command. What does this mean for U.S. troops, listeners? We're operating under NATO command. What is NATO? It's an arm of the United Nations, listeners. Read the NATO Charter. The very first paragraph, I think, in the thing says that they're in line with the principles of the United Nations. So there you have it. An extension of the United Nations, foreign troops, including the U.S., are under international command. Keep in mind, and I sound like a broken record on this, Title 10, United States Code, Section, I believe it's 153, commands the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the U.S. Armed Forces to put in line with the principles of the United Nations Charter the military objectives of the United States government. So by U.S. law, our troops are under the command of the United Nations. All you folks out there that send your sons and daughters off to fight and die in the rich man's war, you need to keep that in mind. They're not fighting for American principles and interests. They're fighting for the New World Order. Bottom of the hour break. We'll be back on the other side. Stay with us. This is Covered America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. Final half hour here of the program. I want to come back to the Libya thing for just a moment. Because I mentioned earlier, what exactly is the mission in Libya? Can anybody define what the mission really is? Well, I think this is the mission right here. In the Associated Press, dated April 12th, just a few days ago, Qatar confirms helping Libyan rebels sell oil. The tiny Gulf Arab nation of Qatar said Tuesday it was behind last week's sale of more than $100 million of crude oil from areas held by Libyan rebels. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, this is just an excuse, though, because we have our own Saudi Arabia here. If we were able to have Dr. Nick Begich on the program, we would have talked about the fact that HARP can be used to find oil deposits beneath the surface of the earth. They can actually use HARP in conjunction with certain ground stations and drones that they can fly over to sense and detect where the oil is. They can use it to find underground bunkers and all kinds of stuff. So we don't need, but you know, you don't even need to search for oil because we have our own Saudi Arabia on Alaska's North Slope. We have no shortage of oil today. But because Libya has oil and because the United States government is refusing to allow our oil here domestically to be developed. I heard on the radio, on the news just yesterday, they were talking about the Democrats were pressuring Obama to open up the strategic oil reserves of the nation. Well, you don't need strategic oil reserves when you can just be allowed to pump and develop the oil that you have. But we don't have refineries being built here, so we're being choked by the on the refinery level, and we're being choked. But see, as we get more and more choked, then we go into more and more North African and Middle Eastern countries and use this excuse of oil as a reason, even though they don't overtly state that, this is what the people are going to think, that, hey, we're just doing this because of oil, which leads to the other side of the dialectic, which what we need to get off of oil. We need to get off of so-called fossil fuels. And we need to get into clean energy. The whole environmental nonsense, which accomplishes what? Well, let's see. Let's take a look at coal, for instance. We have a vice president which campaigned stating that we're not going to have any new coal plants. And we have a so-called president, and I put the word in quotes, which said that under his plan, energy prices would necessarily skyrocket. So we have an anti-coal, anti-oil administration, at least if you were to believe what they say. Now, of course, BP certainly was in charge of an awful lot when they had this mess in the Gulf. I didn't see any real leadership as far as the administration is concerned. Looked to me like BP just pretty much ran the show. But if we're to believe that, you know, what they say anyway, they're against coal, they're against oil. So what are we going to do? We're going to put up windmills along the coast. The only problem with that is the windmills don't generate enough electricity to meet the demand, folks. Nuclear power's out. You can't have nuclear power because, well, Japan is a good object lesson for nuclear power. And you got all those spent nuclear fuel rods. Well, what are you going to do with all the waste? So nuclear power is out. You see how one by one everything that we need to meet the demand to have a thriving economy is being eliminated? Real viable solutions aren't there. So we go into the Middle East, we go into North Africa, we bomb Libya because, well, Muammar Gaddafi is evil. He's killing his own people. Been there for a long time. And we know that the Libyan rebels, according to the Associated Press, and they're saying that the rebels now are pumping and exporting, in other words, stealing, folks, the oil from the Libyan people. That's what it boils down to. They're stealing the oil. Okay? Moving along here. I got more information about the budget deficit. I'm not even going to get into that. Geithner is now setting us up for default. He's saying basically that if we don't raise the debt ceiling, we don't increase the amount that the government allows us to spend, you know, the government's able to spend, we're going to go into default, and it's going to be the Republicans' fault. So in other words, if we don't keep spending and go further into debt, then we're going to default on our debt. Does this make any sense to anybody? 800-313-9443. Kind of quiet out there. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. In the meantime, we have farmers being cut off. Farm subsidies, sacred cows, no more. Wall Street Journal reports this. They're saying the hunt for cuts has come to this. Even agriculture subsidies. Billions in spending both parties have embraced for years are on the table. With the farm economy booming and what... How many farmers out there really feel like the farm economy is booming? You farmers, you're doing really great, aren't you? With the farm economy booming in Washington on a diet, a program set up in the 1990s that cuts checks to farmers could be trimmed or eliminated next year when Congress writes a new five-year farm bill. A group of conservative lawmakers have set its sights on these direct payments, and even farm state Democrats who like the program say crop prices make the outlays of about $5 billion a year harder to justify. Well, farmers should have never been taking federal money in the first place, in my opinion. I understand that without it, they would have failed. And therein lies the problem, listeners. Because as long as the federal government is doling out money, the federal government controls that which they fund, and there's the catch-22. Moving along here, we see also from the Associated Press. I mentioned earlier the communist Chinese thing. I want to come back to that also, because we have the EB-5 visa program. We've talked about it a lot, about how foreigners can buy their way permanent residency in the United States. The communist Chinese are exploiting this. We covered a couple of weeks ago about how they're squeezing out anchor babies now. There was a house that was just been busted where Chinese communists were coming in and paying money, thousands of dollars, to the people that were running this house to allow them to have their babies there so that their babies could have citizenship. Because if you, you know, if your baby's born in the United States, it automatically gains citizenship. So they were deliberately paying to have anchor babies. And this goes on. And I said at the time that if, in fact, one house has been busted for this, there are many more that haven't been. You can bank on that. We have a situation today where our administration, our leaders, are empowering communist China over us. And now they call them the BRICS. They are basically, it's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And put together, they're BRICS. That's what they call it. But these BRICS countries are getting together, and they're meeting and having, well, a new world order, basically. But the U.S. isn't even a part of it anymore. Associated Press reports, BRICS countries look for unity at summit and bigger role in global finance. They say the leaders of the world's largest emerging economies started a one-day summit in southern China on Thursday. That's just this past week, I believe. Yes, Thursday. Looking for a bigger role in global financial institutions and also welcoming a new member. And again, the BRICS countries are Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, with a G20 group. With the G20 group of major economies seeking to remake parts of the global financial architecture, leaders from the five countries, including Chinese Communist President Hu Jintao, will be tested to see if they can overcome internal differences and act as a bloc with common goals. Quote, the key priority is for the BRICS to put creative ideas on the table rather than just react defensively to proposals put forward by the advanced economies. Although largely an ad hoc grouping at present, the BRICS have the potential to emerge as a new force in world affairs on the back of their massive share of global population and economic growth. Why are they economically growing, listeners? Could it be because the United States is committing national suicide? I think so. With the inclusion of South Africa, they say the group accounts for 40% of the world's people, 18% of global trade, and about 45% of current growth, keeping them formidable when dealing with the developed countries. Now, keep in mind, once again, coming back to Agenda 21. Chapter 3 of Agenda 21 deals with combating poverty. Chapter 4 of Agenda 21 deals with changing consumption patterns. What are we talking about when we talk about changing consumption patterns, listeners? We're talking about international socialism. We're talking about redistribution of the wealth from developed countries to the developing countries, which is everything that's being accomplished with the World Trade Organization and these international trade entanglements. Now, I'll have more to say on Communist China here in a moment. I see we have a couple of phone calls. I'll get to you phone calls. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Robert in Houston, you're on the air.
Aaron.
Hi.
Aaron, good morning to you. Lance Butler. I'm going to tell you right up front, I agree with 90% of everything you've said on this program. And
okay.
I cannot express how important it is for people to understand that what you're telling people about the globalist agenda and about all of these side issues that we're talking about is a process of elimination of the majority of the world's population by these globalists, and they're doing it to divide and conquer dissension, constant dissension and argument over the side issue, this oil stealing and all these other issues, and I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
Our government is completely...
Okay, so what do you disagree with me on?
It's a technical part of the discussion. HAARP is probably one of the biggest, propaganda item that I can think of, Darren. I'm going to tell you right now, I have experience in technology. I have experience in electronics and radio. And I have direct communications with HAARP from a personal interest, not of any other corporate interest or any other agenda or anything whatsoever except concern for getting the truth out. HAARP is not capable of doing the things it's being accused of, period. There is no way.
Okay, what specifically do you think that HAARP isn't capable of doing?
They're not capable of modifying weather patterns anywhere on this planet. And they're not capable of creating any kind of vibrations or targeting any specific area for oil exploration or anything like that. They're not capable of creating any vibrations or tectonic earthquakes.
Okay, all right. Hold on. All right, you take fault with the... What do you think HAARP is for, then, in your opinion?
Well, it's not what I think it's for. It's what it was commissioned to do and what it's designed for. Designed for research.
Yeah.
It's not designed for anything like what it's been accused of doing. As a matter of fact,
all right. But you
researched.
You said that you have some personal or professional background in this.
You absolutely do. Over 45 years of it.
Okay. Did you work at HAARP?
No, I've never been associated with any kind of program like HAARP.
Okay, I guess I'm trying to get a sense of how you know HAARP isn't being used for these things.
Because it's not possible to start with.
How do you know that, though? How do you know that?
I just told you how, from an engineering standpoint. I have 4 years of experience in electronics and what HAARP is built out of and what their facility is capable of from an engineering and science standpoint. It's not capable of doing those things.
Well, you know, I'm not there. I don't, you know, but I do know that when you start modifying the atmosphere, which is what HAARP does do. Hold on, let me finish here.
HAARP cannot do that, Darren.
Well, HAARP certainly does modify the ionosphere. And HAARP certainly is designed to create holes in the ionosphere. It is designed to heat the ionosphere. And so I guess the question, you're right, it is a very technical question. It's unfortunately Dr. Nick Begich is here. Have you looked at his work at all?
Yes, I have somewhat.
So I take it you find fault with a lot of what he says?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. All right, well, you know.
I'll also tell you this, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
What you're saying is HAARP is creating holes in the ionosphere. That's not true. Whoever told you that's lying through their teeth.
Well,
they don't create holes in it.
That's what, you know, so I guess the ionosphere, and I went to broadcast school, and I learned about the ionosphere in broadcast school. My understanding it's electrically charged. You know, it's a layer of moisture above the Earth, and when you're sending radio waves into the atmosphere and you're basically charging, you know, modifying the ionosphere in such a way, you don't think there's atmospheric heating going on with the ionosphere?
I don't think. Darren, I don't think and suppose and theorize these things. I'm telling you what I know.
Okay.
Okay. I'm telling you what engineering. What?
All right.
Have,
well,
if you want me to tell you? You want to tell me? If you want me to tell you what's really going on and what the truth is, you're gonna have to listen to me, well, because I can't explain it in 10 words. Okay.
Well, I don't have a whole lot of time, so try to tell your best.
The problem. That's the problem with these types of discussions. Nobody is willing to listen to the actual facts. They talk about all these theories, and they talk about, well, you know, that HARP is doing this. HARP, no, HARP is not doing that. And I can tell you why and explain to you why and how I know it's not doing that. If you calculate the energy developed from HARP's transmitting facility, number one, you will soon find out that it is nowhere near strong enough to do anything like what it's being accused of doing and creating holes in the atmosphere.
Okay, well, listen, I would love to be able to talk to you a little more in depth on this. Unfortunately, I'm up against the clock and I have another caller. But, you know, there's a number of things that we know that HARP was designed to do, because if you go back and look at all the patents, you know, and there's documentation up on Nick Begich's website, too. We're going to take another break here, folks. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hi, we're in the home stretch of the broadcast. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. You know, it's a little frustrating sometimes when these calls come in late in the show and you can't adequately deal with it. It's obvious we're going to be doing some shows, more shows about HARP with documentation in the future, listeners, to determine exactly what HARP does, to demonstrate from a documented standpoint of what exactly HARP does. We got Mark in Michigan on the line. Mark.
Good morning, Darren. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Yeah, it looks like you got hit with two seminar-type callers today. The earlier guy who...
Environmentalist.
With the Earth is the religion, and, you know, he agrees with the, you know, bugs having rights, but I guarantee he drives a car, uses a computer, and everything else. But this last caller here, and then anonymous voice on the phone,
Robert,
speaking with authority, that everything that we've been learning over the last 10 years to be true is getting broadcast time to put out to people who are just waking up or in the process of waking up, that what we know to be true is not.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get these types of people that you know are full of it, just, you know, tell them to have a nice day, because to, for people to sit and listen to it for 5 minutes, it's like if somebody was telling us that the single bullet theory was correct and here's all the reasons why, and we know we're listening to nonsense.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
But, you know, this whole business...
Well, sometimes I like to challenge these people because, you know, I want to find out exactly, you know, if they think they got the expertise and knowledge, where are they coming from? What example do they have to give us that why we should believe them?
You can't really
challenge
them.
Because they end up exposing themselves, Mark.
You can't really challenge, because their purpose is just to take up the time.
Mm-hmm.
Their purpose is simply to run out the clock, and that's what they're doing. But I was just struck with an irony today, because I was thinking about Michelle Obama when she said that for the first time in her life she was proud to be an American. And I'm thinking at the paradox world we live in now. For the first time in my life, and I'm 62, I homeschooled my son. We had two businesses, my wife and I, for 25 years. For the first time in my life, I'm ashamed to be an American, because I've seen what people have allowed. They've allowed the children to take out the... They've allowed the state to take control of their kids. I don't know if you saw the article this week.
Yeah.
Where in Chicago,
yeah,
parents are no longer allowed to send their kids to school with lunch.
Yep, I did see that.
Okay. One thing, I won't go through the whole litany, but we have allowed ourselves to be put into this position where we really do no longer have any control, and we've lost our country. And I just and now it is happening so fast. Everything is out in the open, even to the point that now that it's front page news, the USA is no longer part of the power structure.
Yeah.
With the BRICS. And, you know, we're just there. But I just wanted to call and comment because I love your show. I call you frequently.
Yes.
And I'm starting to hear more and more on RBN and other channels where we've got these people calling, taking up time.
I agree with you. And you know, but the nice thing about that is it's an affirmation that we're over the target.
We are there.
They're messing with us.
Have a good weekend.
Most of the time they ignore us. They ignore us and don't even pay any attention.
They don't want to. I tried talking to my dad. I tried talking to my parents, my family, people I know, and they run from it.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. You're not going to wait. People have an inclination. It's like my wife and I were talking just yesterday.
Mark, unfortunately, we're out of time. I got 10 seconds left. I appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
God bless you. Folks, pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. And join us again next week. Phil Pozderek is up next.